countrywide on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Caller Gas, celebrating 80 years, bringing energy to Ireland's homes and businesses.
But first, I'm here in Kilcar in southwest County Donegal. I'm standing here on the GAA pitch. This is a very rural, very rugged part of the country, but a most beautiful place as well. As I look over to my left, across the goals, I'm looking out onto the Atlantic Ocean. It's why it's arguably one of the most picturesque GAA pitches in the country.
Donegal poised. Martin McHugh there, anxious for the full-time whistle.
I'll only stay a while.
Sergeant, that goal's there, nobody. We're so used to practicing here all the time.
Kilcar is a small village situated along the southwest Donegal coastline, looking out onto the Atlantic Ocean.
Yeah, it's a look at small parish, very small, I suppose. The biggest fair we have in the parish, even back when I started playing, there might have been over 2,000 people living in the parish, where now there's not about 900 people in the parish.
Around here, it's all about football and farming.
The farming is a big thing here, particularly the sheep farming will be very big in the area too. So any people that stay about, or the young people stay about, most of them go into farming, you know, maybe not as a full-time job because they won't make enough out of that, but they do have farming. And, you know, it's great that we've, you know, kept that tradition going of both the football and the two parishes, Kilcar and Glen, and farming.
The man directing operations, Martin McHugh, got three.
Former Donegal star Martin McHugh is from Kilcar. He, along with his brother James, were on the Donegal team that won their first ever All-Ireland final in
1992.
Martin's son Mark was part of the 2012 All-Ireland winning team, and his other son Ryan won another All-Star award only 2 weeks ago.
Well, I grew up on a farm, you know, a hill farm. You know, we'd it was all hill sheep. You had that, you know, and the land wouldn't be as good as it is in other parts of Donegal. But people look after the land really well. And I grew up, as I say, in a hill farm with my dad, and that was the way we made a living. You know, things have completely changed, Damien. I remember, you know, what age I'm, 57 now, but I remember when I was about 3-4, going to the shop, the local shop, on a jennet and cart with a local man, with having enough eggs for my mother with me, and I had money back, where all I had to buy was the flour and the sugar and the tea and things like that. We had all the rest on the farm, and that's the way people were reared in this area. That's the way it was, you know.
And your dad was just sheep farming. Was that what you were all reared on?
Just basically sheep farming. Did a bit, of course, of salmon fishing. That time was not allowed now, but did a bit of salmon fishing. And yeah, sheep farming, that was it. And maybe a lock of cattle. You had your own cows as well, let him in with the milk and everything else, but that's the way it was.
Do you still keep a few sheep yourself, Martin?
I do keep a few sheep. I'd let him way back. I was the first man to help my dad because I was the oldest boy, and that him, the oldest boy, carried helped out with the sheep and everything else. And then, you know, when I went into business and everything else, I moved on, and my brother Enda now is sheep. But I've come back into a few sheep, and I've about 20-25 lambs there that are just for, and enjoy it. It's great what you do, and on a Saturday particularly, just turn off your mobile phone and get up and do what you always did, going up the hill after the sheep and enjoying your, you know, just really getting away from it all. And it's still the best way to pass a couple of hours and really enjoy it. And most young people still do it. And it's great to see the amount of young people that have an interest in farming, and particularly an interest in sheep.
Apart from football, there's another tradition which Donegal excels at. It's sheepdog trialling. This year, Kilcar native Paul O'Donnell won the national sheepdog trials. The O'Donnells are well known in this game. His brother Stephen is a sheep farmer who also trains dogs and competes himself.
We normally take the sheep down from the mountain this time of year to go to the ram. And they'll be here now for 6 weeks till Christmas with the ram, and they'll go back on the mountain again.
Stay. Stay there now. Stay.
Stephen, when did you become interested in dog trialling, or how did it all begin for you?
It all began, I suppose, I have to thank my uncle, Princess Boyle, who gave me my first dog when I was 12 years of age. And he's my uncle, and then my father went into the sheepdogs, so I had it from both sides. And I took it from there. I trialled with that first dog. I trialled for 7-8 years with him. And I suppose the saying is, if I knew then what I know now, I wouldn't be trialling him at all, because it wasn't suited. He wasn't a dog for trialling. But he got me out there. I was bitten by the bug, and I'm at it nearly ever since.
And does it take long to train a dog?
It does. Every dog varies. It's different. Some dogs are quicker picking it up than others. Other dogs takes longer. It's just knowing what you're starting off with, where you're going to be, what you have to have a plan in place. You have to set time aside for it and see how it goes.
Right. And you know the old phrase, you can't teach an old dog new tricks, so you've got to start them early, do you?
Yeah, well, that kind of varies. People say maybe to leave them till they're 9-10 months to start them. I prefer to start them early. I feel that any time a dog is out, that he's learning something.
What are the key aspects to being a good sheepdog trialer?
Key aspects is the varied aspects are outrun, lift, fetch, drive, pen and shed. Judges are looking for straight lines. That is, from the start of the fetch to the handler has to be as straight a line as possible through a set of gates 7 yards apart. When the sheep veer offline, you're losing points. Same with the drive, same at the cross drive. You get into the shed, he's shedding, he's looking for a clean shed, dog shedding the sheep, and the pen has to be as clean as possible. This sheep that are running around the pen, you're losing points all the time.
Better away now, 200. Who give me 200 for? 150, 150. Should be no less than that now, 150.
Later this afternoon, Stephen will be in the nearby village of Carrick, halfway between Kilcar and Glencullum Kill, for a unique charity event to raise money for local charities.
60, 70, 80.
For the past 5 years, local sheep farmers in the area, like Stephen, have donated a ewe lamb to be auctioned in the main square in Carrick. Local retired school teacher Barry Campbell explains.
Farmers from the area will donate a ewe lamb, and a good ewe lamb is what actually has been donated, and really generously. The farmers in the area, we started off with about 40 lambs the first year, 2012. We now have 70 lambs being donated. And the lambs are of good quality, different breeds, some Texel crosses, some Leicester crosses, Cheviot crosses, and a lot of black-faced horn Scotch sheep. And along with the 70 farmers who actually donate, we have to have 70 buyers and 100 bidders or so on to get the thing up to a good level. And the first year, I think we raised about 5,500, and that morning, just an hour in the morning. And last year, which was 2017, we actually raised 9,000 on the lamb auction on the morning, Saturday morning.
She's on the mark at 280, way to the left hand side, 281.
The auction of lambs takes place at 1 p.m. and later tonight, scores of other items donated by local farmers and businesses in this community will be auctioned for charity in the bar of another star of 92, Noel Hegarty, in Carrick. Meanwhile, back in Kilcar.
Now, Martin McHugh has scored many important points for Donegal over the years. Will he try to score this one? He gets a foot behind it. He launches it in. It's over the bar. The wee man from Kilcar.
Marty McHugh is a sporting hero throughout Donegal, but he isn't even the most famous celebrity living in Kilcar.
As you know, we have Sarah Jessica Parker here, Matthew Broderick, who the Broderick families came here way back, and they love it. They'll tell you how much they love it. They sponsor a competition here for the children in the summertime here, the Broderick Cup, and they've been doing that for years and years. She loves it here, and you know, you actually see her children running about the field here, and she be over here herself, and nobody bothers her, and she tells people to take photographs they want to, but they don't pass it on or anything else. You know, she's a great girl. She's gone into the community, her and Matthew, the husband, and the children, and they really, she loves Kilcar, and she has helped definitely a lot to put Kilcar on the map, and it's great to have an ambassador like her. We know in Donegal we have the likes of Daniel Donnelly, who's a great ambassador, but we have our own ambassador here in Sarah Jessica.
Where Sex and the City meets Kilcar. Martin McHugh ending that report from Kilcar and Carrick, where today locals will enjoy a day of fundraising for local charities, including a lamb auction in Carrick Town Square this afternoon. So the very best of luck to all involved there. We enjoyed our trip up to the northwest this week.